Let's get to Arkansas, where Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson today announced he is not going to sign a bill similar to Indiana's religious freedom law. Instead, he's asking lawmakers to recall and rewrite the bill. Opponents say the legislation could be used to discriminate against gays and lesbians, something we also heard in Indiana. Michael Hiblin is news director of KUAR in Little Rock. He's with us from the state capitol. And Michael, you were at the governor's press conference today. Tell us more about what he said.
Well, he said he has concerns about this bill that is now on his desk. Said he originally wanted this bill to mirror federal legislation passed more than two decades ago when President Clinton was in office. Said this goes a bit too far on that and is wanting changes to be made to this bill by lawmakers so that it cannot discriminate against people. Let's listen to a little of what he had to say.
My responsibility is to speak out on my own convictions and to do what I can as governor to make sure this bill reflects the values of the people of Arkansas, protects those of religious conscience, but also minimizes the chance of discrimination in the workplace and in the public environment.
And I think part of this is also the reaction to this bill. The governor obviously sees what's happened in Indiana, but also the business community has really expressed a lot of concerns. We've had several major employers based here in Arkansas, like Walmart, Axiom, as well as other companies around the nation expressing concern to Governor Asa Hutchinson. So he is clearly listening to what the business community is having to say and is asking lawmakers to make some changes.
Well, let me go back to what you said a minute ago, that he wants the Arkansas legislation to mirror federal law. What does he say is missing in the Arkansas legislation?
Well, in particular, he feels just there's a little bit too much of it, that there's not enough protections to avoid any kind of discrimination. And that's what he's asking the lawmakers to add to this bill. He said the federal bill has been vetted by the courts. It's solid. He worries that what's being proposed here and what he's being asked to sign doesn't provide the necessary protections. So he's either asking for lawmakers to make changes, he's considering taking executive action, which is rare, or he's suggesting other legislation may need to be introduced that would offset any negative aspects of this bill.
Well, what are supporters of the bill saying, including the bill's sponsor, Representative Bob Ballinger? How might they respond to what the governor's saying here?
Well, we had a couple of the Republican legislative leaders standing alongside Governor Hutchinson this morning, and they said they're willing to consider changes, willing to look at this, but said they haven't had a chance yet to talk with their members. Ballinger has said that he's willing to consider possible changes, but no decision has been made, and members really haven't been polled yet. But this has been in discussion for a few days now, pretty much since the business community and the outrage began. Over the last few days, the Capitol has been packed with hundreds of protesters who have been lining the hallways here and really calling on the governor to veto this. So he's hearing that response. Legislators are too. And at this point, they're really assessing what they're willing to do, what kind of compromises that they would be willing to take.
Lots of protesters, but as you say, it may have been some of the big companies in Arkansas, like Walmart, that were against this move that led the governor to his decision. Michael Hiblin, news director at KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas, on today's move by the governor. He says he wants legislators there to take a look at this bill again, rewrite it, recall it, and bring him back something else that he would be willing to sign. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.